Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
A nation reborn. May God be with you all.
You and Steve are such party boys. I bet you and Steve plotted this. Y'all planned this out, didn't you? Who's your boy, Steve? Just sit here and just...
Oh, pun it down. This might be dirty.
Yep. Heard that.
You know, I can just see your boy rocking to this, Steve. What's the guys you love?
Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Patriot.
Yeah.
I can
beat it up.
Yeah.
Fist pump, boys. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Go. Go.
I bet y'all are just enjoying this way. That's how they dance. Look. Yeah. Just turn up. Welcome back. It's been Days with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Wild Loop Studio is heating up. It's the perfect time for me to remind everybody that temperature control is and will always be one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, otherwise known as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Wednesday.
Boom. Unprepared.
Which, yeah, usual. Which means thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch. To the ESPN Louisville Studios, it's a Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carry-out, curbside, or delivery from Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for your lunch, dinner, or grad party. They're fully staffed, open 7 days a week. Order online or with the Witch app. Witch, superior sandwiches.
I cannot postpone this conversation anymore.
Sandwich.
Too late. Did I miss it?
The moment's passed, yes.
You've got lettuce and tomatoes.
I'm genuinely a little sad. You know, I signed up for a free 3-month thing of YouTube. I got to get it on this one because I would have made it. I had a freaking unskippable ad. I'm mad.
If you signed up for the YouTube.
No, I know. I have it on my personal thing, but I don't know who's logged in right now.
Yeah, I would hate to log them out and put a better product on there.
Yeah, like one actual,
you know, let's see, to benefit. Maybe we can
the
figure
workplace
out who it is based on what the algorithm says. What do they have?
I'm not doing that, Nikki. Like, did you just hear what I said? Like, the conversation people are waiting on, and you want to do algorithm YouTube checks?
See here.
Okay, so here's the thing, Steve.
Something about fixing lower back pain.
Stop now.
Sorry.
Okay, so here's the thing that I pushed off far too long. I said it. I said we're back. Mm-hmm. I realized that the championship expectations mean we're back. right? I'm arguing with somebody who's arguing with me why we can't win the championship in the first year, Steve.
Okay.
Then at the end of the day, I say, you know what? What am I complaining about?
Sure.
If you want to fight with me about what we need to win the championship with this roster.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're not saying we don't have enough bigs to win. You're not saying we don't have the coaching pedigree to win. You're not saying we don't have anything else on the planet to win a championship. You're saying we don't have the point guard to win the championship.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
I'm fine with that.
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Right? Okay, so I say that, and then I move along to my football program, right? And it's hard to argue. Okay, if somebody's hell-bent, mm-hmm. just hell-bent, Satterfield's the guy, boom. We got the future coach, right?
Yep.
They're hell-bent on that, and I can't argue with that guy who says, Marcus, Satterfield in his fourth year is going to have the best recruiting class in the history of this university.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy, mm-hmm. okay? I can't even argue with that.
Sure.
You know, like sure. I said, if what you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's
yeah.
your religion, and I can't tell you that religion does not make sense.
Yeah.
Fourth year, biggest recruiting class. Listen, I don't have to pick it apart. I don't have to pick apart. I'll just let you live in your utopian society.
Sure.
Basketball, utopian society. Football, utopian society. Mm-hmm. I'll let the biggest problem in the baseball world be I was here at the games earlier, and I got the right to talk more baseball than you. We're fighting over who's allowed to talk more baseball.
Or on the other side, the other baseball is, well, you're just going to lose every year in the super regionals.
Exactly.
Which is not true.
I'm arguing about it's like SportsCenter. It's the Warriors lose game one, and is it panic time for the Warriors?
Mm-hmm.
They're in the championship.
I wish I had my son's mindset sometimes. we were down at Disney, and the Celtics won game one, and my son was like, Elijah was like, nah, it'd be a gentleman's sweep. I was like, just calm like that.
just that's it.
Yeah. And then the next game, the Warriors won by like 20, and he was like, yeah, they'll probably win them all.
He's good.
And I'm looking at it like, he might be right.
Yeah.
The Warriors might just win the next four.
Right, right.
And it's a five-game series.
you're doing a good job, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Listen, you've educated him yeah. well at an early age.
Just
listen,
so calm with
they're
that.
They're supposed to be smarter than us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unhindered children brains. Mm-hmm. By the time they're 15 or 16, they're supposed to be, if you give him your knowledge and let him use his working functional brain,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you're supposed to unload all your knowledge into him,
mm-hmm.
and he has a super brain. Okay, so anyway, utopian society, my baseball, I got one of the best baseball coaches in the country. Right?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to argue with fans about if we're allowed to talk baseball about his performance in the Super Regionals.
Yeah.
I literally, my women's basketball team.
He will choke in the Elite Eight or the Final Four. He'll choke in the Elite Eight or the Final Four every year.
We need more size.
I mean, we're in the Final Four.
3 weeks after the season, he had 2 6'3" athletic transfers in here 2 days after the tournament, after they got eliminated, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to argue in a utopian society about this, right?
Yeah.
I like I said, I won't go Buzz Boom Kelly. I won't even go down the rest of it. I don't have mm-hmm. to do an autobiography of the, you know, the, or the timeline or whatever of the University of Louisville and their sports programs. Let's just call it utopian society if you're going to be honest, okay? Or I can't argue with your utopian perspective. So, recently, we put Josh Hurd through the hell hiring process that is the Kenny Payne, you know, signing. Well, I did.
Well, the Louisville men's basketball coach.
Yes.
Job.
Yes, yeah. Because that job is going to go hand in hand. Football, basketball and athletic director have got to be hand in hand.
Yes.
You would agree with
100%.
That? 100%. I would agree with that. So, there cannot be any mistakes in this triumvirate or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? He got the job done. I talked to some people that said, no, he got the job done where he needed to get the job done.
Yep.
Now, my comfort with Josh Hurd increased. That turned into a debate about a 3 or 4 year removed athletic director and the people who decide to support, or people who had difference of opinions on the process.
Yeah.
Even that got hijacked. I could utopian say, dude, y'all, we got a young dude. He's working with the head coach that's going to be here for the next 4 years. Josh Hurd's contract probably going to be, 4 years.
I would imagine, four or five. Yeah.
And we got our basketball coach that's going to be under a four-year deal, whatever. We'll have to revisit that.
Hopefully we're extending them all sooner.
Yeah, right. But at least we're tied to about a four, let's just call it a four-year game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we, not even to make it uncomfortable, everybody's around a 3 or 4 year, before we're really going to make big moves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So settle in with Josh.
Yeah.
Right? So I got this whole utopian society. But, Steve, you have explained this to me, and some people in your faith have presented this thing kind of like you got to have something dark to see light, You have to have a little, you have to have the balance from somewhere, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if everybody was going one direction and didn't see contrast, didn't have a target, the Matrix has to put some struggle in here, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, Nikki, I asked you to prepare for some sound. Get that sound on demand, okay? Steve, it's time for somebody to sacrifice themselves.
Okay.
For the good of the university.
Okay.
There, we have a sacrifice. Don't touch it until I point to you. There's a sacrifice that must be made, Steve, and I want to apologize to this person. Okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
Because they're the sacrifice. Citizens of the University of Louisville, fans, Card Nation. It's time to accept Lori Gonzalez as the president. Now, I know that's a big statement. I know that's a huge statement. I know what you're thinking right now. I know you're having a moment of struggle and strife. Lori, it's time for you to step up and do your job. You know what that job is, Lori? You're going to be the fall guy. Not yet. Let me explain, Lori. President Gonzalez, let me explain. No society is going to be able to be run functionally without something and someone we can all collectively hate. Lori, it's time for you to step up and do your duty. Because we're going to love Kenny, and we're going to love our football and our baseball and our softball, and we're going to love Josh Hurd. When something goes bad, President Gonzalez, you're going to take it. Every time something bad happens with an NCAA decision, every time something bad happens, anytime the University of Louisville gets a bad hit, that damn President Gonzalez. So listen, President Gonzalez, are you willing to sacrifice on the altar of Card Nation? Listen, only good leaders say, hey, blame me. So President Gonzalez, if you volunteer to accept the universal criticism, every time something goes wrong, you can be my president.
Oh.
Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Steve. How are y'all doing?
Good.
So, all right, I've been listening for weeks. People just calling and saying, oh, we need guards, we need guards. In fact, I think I've probably called in and said, we need guards.
Right.
But, you know, like, I mean, I've been listening to what you guys said this morning, you know, with how, you know, Florida State, they got Scotty, you know, they had Scotty Barnes and killed us. And he's a six-foot, I mean, he's playing power forward for the Raptors right now. And, you know, you see Baylor, they won the national championship, and they didn't really have a ton of, I mean, yeah, they had Davion Mitchell, whatever, but they didn't have necessarily, they had a bunch of dudes, and I think we have dudes. And if I'm being real, fellas, I don't think it's a guard that we necessarily need. I think it's consistent. I mean, and I told Nikki this while I was on the, when I was talking to him. I think we are Ryan McMahon away from being a legit national championship contender. I think we are an outside, like a killer from three, from being a national championship contender. Because, I mean, we got Brandon Huntley Hatfield. We've got Kamari Lance. We've got probably Imani Bates on the way. Like, we have guys that can bring the ball up the court. I ain't even worried about that. But if we get a guy that can just knock down threes at a consistent rate, I mean, dude, you can't tell me there's a better team out there. I mean, you can't tell me there's a team that we can't compete with. So I don't think, and I hate to bring up, you know, Ryan McMahon, because yeah, he is a guard. He's 6 feet wearing stilts.
By the way, Ryan McMahon has a shooters camp coming up soon. I wanted to pass along that message.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, fellas, I don't think it's necessarily a guard that we need. I think it's, I mean, you're not wrong when you say we have dudes and that's all we need. I think we just need a shooter. But, hey, I'm gonna get off here. You know, Louisville baseball's been great. Basketball's been great. Football's been great. It's a great time to be a Cards fan. And, you know, love listening to the show, and y'all have a good one.
But, listen, appreciate the call. I'm enjoying that. But Steve, before everybody has the super panic attack, Steve.
Yeah.
Do you think current interim president Gonzalez would sacrifice themselves to be the most hated person on this campus to keep that job?
I don't know.
You had no idea
that
narrative was coming.
I'm like, I don't know about that one personally.
in no way, shape, form, or capacity am I qualified to even bring that to the forefront. Obviously, people, that was a joke.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Obviously, people, that was a joke. And I do think it wouldn't be that simple at all.
If
y'all think that Josh Hurd was difficult.
Yeah, hiring a president will be a very large.
But that, listen, that
search.
You know what that is? That's a basketball guy. Just says, I just want my team to be good.
Yeah. Listen.
I don't care about anything.
I mean, at the end of the day, that there is some truth to that. If the sports are good.
It's amazing.
Fans are cool.
How many other things go along? Yeah.
The reason Tom Jurich and those guys are so loved is because of how good the teams were at the times. You know, it's like, hey, you know.
It does feed off each other, though. Like I said, consumer credibility, consumer confidence, all that stuff spills over into other aspects of the, you know what I'm saying, of your university.
Yeah.
Listen, you make Final Four runs, your admission goes up. Your admissions to your university goes up. It's hand in hand with sports.
Yeah, when Louisville won the national title back in 2013, I mean, the next year they had the highest enrollment they've ever had.
Right.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, we don't have to. And Harold, give me 1 second. Let me just make sure I hold on. I was looking for, in particular, the Ryan McMahon thing. But go ahead. I'm listening to Nikki. You're in my
ear. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we might have missed that moment. Harold,
you've
thanks for joining.
You've got to have a fall guy.
Harold, fire away.
Man, I'm cracking up about you saying that if the current president, our temporary president will be the fall person, that they can ride with you.
It's a tough job.
You got to have a fall guy.
I mean, I'm serious. That's real funny. It got me chuckling over here. But I'm struggling with y'all this morning. Just a little bit. I promise you, it's just a little bit. I'm having a hard time when I think about us compared to Florida State. Like, I get the height comparison. I really do. But they had so many lottery picks and NBA players come out their program. And so I'm just going to ask this question, and I don't have the answer to it. It could be, again, I'm being dense and don't see it. But do we have, I won't even say lottery picks. Do we have NBA talent on this team? Like, sure.
Pause. Let me jump in here. Let's just say okay, Florida State has two top 20s each year, right? Okay. I mean, when you say Florida State has so many lottery picks, let's just say two a year, right? Two dudes.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Is Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who was literally the number four player in this year's class, but he reclassified to go to school early, is it fair for me to say that's a reclassed lottery level player?
I think it's fair.
Okay. That's one. If you got Imani Bates, right, on this team, does that instantly put us in the category of having two lottery level guys on your team?
So the short answer is yes. Obviously, there's always a longer answer. I think that part of my challenge is that he's not on our team yet, and there's good indications that he will be. But then there's also the, like, well, why haven't we done it yet? Let's get it moving so that a person like me can fully buy in. Like, I just struggle with it. That's what I'll say. I get the height, and I understand that you can do a lot of good with height. I just think you got to have the talent underneath it. You know, we all knew that unathletic – well, hold on. I'm not going to call our team unathletic or uncoordinated, right? But, doing, you know, the parallels. We knew the dough, right? The 6'8 guy that didn't have the coordination, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just think about that point guard skill being a bit different when you're a bit taller. That's all I'm going to say. I think it's a bit different, right? Not that you weren't athletic, not that you don't have skills, right, commensurate with your position or what your coaches have had you focus on. I know that Imani and Brian Huntley got some handles to them, and I know that there's been a lot of chatter about especially Imani wanting to be a point guard.
Let me jump in a little bit, too, because I was understanding your point. Okay, where would you rank as far as power forwards in the ACC? Where would you rank Sidney Curry? Power forwards in the ACC.
You know, I'd have to say he's how about this? If we think about potential, let's base it on potential.
He's a top five power forward, and he's just okay. Now, if you coupled, you just admitted that if you got Bates, which the reason I'm saying if you got Bates is because every national media pundit outside of Michigan thinks Imani Bates is coming to the University of Louisville, who, to answer your question, is working out with the best individual trainer in the United States of America in the meantime, okay? So if you get that, which all signs are pointing to that, those are two guys that you yourself put in the lottery category, and then you put a power forward who you think is top five in the conference. So you're already starting off your Louisville basketball season with two top 20 caliber NBA picks and a top five power forward in the conference. Don't you think that's a good start?
Oh, I absolutely think it's a good start. I do, and that's why I wanted to call you, because I feel like I'm missing something, and what you're saying got me coming a bit
confidence.
It got me coming a bit closer. Yeah, I'm with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. Yeah, confidence in Kenny Payne. If that's what you're missing, then
I just think I hate that we kind of get drug into the argument, quote unquote, part of it, because I mean
was that a fair presentation?
No, absolutely. But I think it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, yes, can we use another guard?
Yeah,
maybe even need one more.
I always need a big time dog guard on my team. And listen.
It's not me telling you we need one. I think Kenny Payne's told you that.
He said it.
He's recruiting. He's recruited Tyrese Hunter.
His last press conference, he said, we've got to get some more guards. But they got to be the right fit.
Right. We reached out to Malachi Smith and recruited him. I mean, like, they don't recruit those guys if they don't think they need them, you know? Like, I mean, it's obvious they believe that. What we're trying to say is it's not like if you get Amani and don't get anybody else that it's just, well,
we'll punt.
It's going to be a sucky team, and for the next 3 months, we're just going to sit here and talk about how they're just going to suck. Like, that's not really the case. I mean, will they get into the top five at any point this year? I don't know. You know, but I mean, like, can they be a pretty good team?
What team do you want to beat the most in the Maui? Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
You got to have a fall guy.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano in the Sports Center update, brought to you by Cox's Smokers Outlet and Spirit Shops, your neighborhood liquor store. The Cards, they're heading to College Station for a super regional matchup with Texas A&M. U of L head coach Dan McDonald joined the Diener Show this morning and talked about what it would be like playing in that raucous SEC environment.
The traditions they have, the things they do, the atmosphere, the size of the stadium, the fan base. And I got to make sure that, you know, we go down there and we enjoy it, because obviously in baseball, the more you can enjoy it, the more you can hopefully relax, stay loose, and play, because it's not going to be easy. You know, this group's going to be faced with some real adversity this weekend, but I'm extremely confident that they'll run out there and they'll fight.
93.9 The Ville, your flagship home for U of L baseball all season long. We'll have coverage of the Cards super regional matchup with Texas A&M 8:30 Friday here on 93.9 The Ville. The Bats, they win their fourth straight, topping Charlotte last night 7-3. The Reds beat the D-backs 14-8 in a track meet, thanks in part to a three-run shot from Joey Votto early. The Reds, they'll face the D-backs again tonight 6:10 over on ESPN 680 105.7. Tonight, right here on 93.9 The Ville, Game 3, Celtics-Warriors, 8 p.m. That one can be heard here on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. More Middays with Marcus Maven next. This is SportsCenter.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I'm going to need you in this one to join this one, Nikki and Steve. First and foremost, I'm going to need you guys to tap into your real honesty gene on this one.
Okay.
Don't have one.
Try to be a little vulnerable in this one, okay?
Okay.
Because it's going to end with me being a little more vulnerable with this conversation than I would like to be. And let's just be honest, I have to have some people go down with me. You know, just like if we have to go down together, or at least go down at the
same.
We have to be at the same level of humility on this one, okay?
Okay.
Okay. There's been times in your life where you were too honest, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's times in your life where somebody around you,
yeah,
was a little too, where you're like, you just lie,
yeah.
Right, where life got more difficult through the good and the honesty, where you just say, now I'm assuming that there's times, okay, listen, you can do that, Steve. You can say, well, I've never had that time.
No, I mean, I can maybe think of a few.
Do you particularly think of, I'll be fine.
Oh, we have a cough button now.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Do you particularly think of times that you were a little too honest, or is it somebody like Elijah where you're just like, son, like, I don't really know how to tell you this, but eat that one and come talk to me later.
No,
it's more you?
I'm pretty self-aware of, I'm actually, that's like something for me that I almost struggle with, like not being brutally honest enough, you know, like where it's like, dude, it's just, you suck, or like to my friends or somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Give me
like
a time where you told the truth, and in hindsight, you're like, I should have just lied. Where you told the truth, where you were overly honest, and you should have just took that one with you.
I mean, I feel bad.
And I mean, like, morally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I'm using this as an example, but it's not like, You're not stealing stuff, you know, but just something where you did something that was morally wrong, and then you admitted it, and then you're like, or you know what I'm saying? Or you should have did it, you know, even though it was morally wrong. And you're like, I should have just did it. Texters.
I'm going to need an example.
This is open.
Yeah, I'm kind of need an example, too.
Because I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think I have an idea, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not fully there.
Somebody gave you a cheat sheet.
Right.
And you didn't use it.
Oh, and then you're like, what the hell?
Marks, what were you thinking? Like, you had the, you know, somebody offered you the opportunity, the homie hookup.
Right.
You just like, I'm good. No, thank you. And you're like, in hindsight, you're driving like, I should have. You know, put it this way. Very recently, a guy who enjoys the show, I won't say the establishment, I won't say anything. He offered me, I think so, I told Steve about this, so keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
He offered me a big time in-house homie hookup.
Nice.
And he says, anything, man. Anything, right? And I say, no, man, I'm good. I'll just take care of myself. And then when you just watch the withdrawal in your bank account, you're like, Marcus. Yeah. And here's the thing. In the back of my mind, I thought he was doing that for me and should not be doing it. If that makes sense.
Okay.
I think that I was getting more of a hookup than he was admitting to me. So I could justify it in my brain and say, well, he told me it was just, he had it. Inside special. Right? But he and I both know.
Is this like a fall off the car or the fall off the truck type thing? Yeah.
Okay. So have you had one of those where you're like, why didn't you just take that? Or nothing pops to mind?
Nothing really pops to mind.
I mean, there's been plenty.
I got terrible friends then.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
Your friends don't offer you hookups?
I mean,
like paying.
Not ones I haven't taken.
People have offered to pay.
Yeah. Because you took it. You weren't on the fence about it. Like, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't.
This is a good answer.
It's very diplomatic, man. That'll hold up in the court of law. That was very good.
It's like maybe.
Actually, your answer may turn out being better.
Okay.
So it's okay. It's okay that you two gentlemen don't have an instant relatable. Because I turned down a lot of homie hookups and opportunities. Because I don't want... You and I had a discussion. Recently, Nikki.
Okay.
The karmic taking advantage of homie hookups.
Oh, my God. Oh, my... So, okay, I was actually about to say this. I was like... Maybe it happens.
Steve.
Maybe this happens so much.
I don't know. Nikki's hands in the cookie jar.
Oh,
Steve.
Dude, I was.
What do we got here?
No,
Pelota's deep in the cookie jar.
It is not for public consumption. Okay, Steve. Okay, don't even try to tap dance public consumption with that conversation.
I was just gonna be straight up real with.
No, I don't want you to be real. I want you to keep that private.
You should be real.
Nikki had an example. Okay. Of exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he just didn't think it. Look, I watched your eyeballs, and you just realized that exactly what I'm talking about.
So it was instantaneous karmic, like, retribution, though. And, I mean, literally almost instantaneous.
So this is the point of this conversation, Steve.
I think the karma comes from something else. I don't think it came from you taking that.
Okay. The point of this conversation, Steve, is...
I'm sorry, she's Jewish. Is that the biggest deal in the world?
The conversation, Steve, is Chuck Smart.
Okay.
Chuck Smart. When I think about that one, I can't quiet that little demon inside of me that says, Marcus, you were wrong.
Okay.
When I think about Damian Lee, I was talking about that Damian Lee, Trey Lewis team last night, and I said, Marcus, your public voice said it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pull us out the tournament. You know, in hindsight, you're like, everybody, we should have fought that thing tooth and nail and just said, screw, double fisted fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, just those two voices, right? Do the right thing or win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You want to know why I brought this conversation up, Steve? What hit me is I made a slight miscalculation, maybe.
Okay.
And it's, I want you to tell me if this is a legit even idea.
Okay.
We were all excited about Kenny Payne and the staff, right?
Right.
And we, you know, we made jokes. He knows where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
So it almost turned into like a Jimbo Fisher versus Saban conversation.
Okay.
When we're talking about Kenny Payne. And this is pre-Kenny Payne getting here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is us.
Yeah,
this is our imagination. Before we get to press conference, when we're doing the what if we get Kenny Payne.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying, oh, he's going to have worldwide. He's going to know how to get it done. We're going to be able to work, operate, you know, how we want to.
Absolutely.
With diplomatic immunity. I said this because I believed it. Kenny Payne gets here. I'm kind of like, you know, Kenny Payne says the right way. Right way, kids come first. The right way, he gives me the speech. I kind of like, yeah, Kenny, but go get him.
Sure.
Listen, say the right things, Kenny. When we hit the recruiting trail, handle our business.
Right.
Then I started seeing like evidence of, is he really like doing this the right way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying doing it the right way, y'all. Like don't attack me semantically. Just say, you know, hey, like when I talk to Jalen about his investments, and I say, okay, Jalen, if this company was going to guarantee a 15% return, would you do it? You know what I'm saying? He's like, no. You know, I'm a moral investor. You know what I'm saying? I don't support something like that. You know? So, you know, this is a conversation. So, when Kenny Payne starts showing, like, or when you hear whispers.
Sure.
Hey, this guy was an NIL baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just call them NIL babies. This guy's an NIL baby. And you hear Kenny Payne, they ease back on him because that was a little too.
Well, I think there's a difference in NIL and pre-packaged.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying. Like,
because I don't think Kenny Payne's against NIL.
Yeah, right. Okay, but we, you know, when we kind of hear the whispers that, okay, maybe he was a little uncomfortable because this guy's like, what can you do for me, NIL? Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is already awkward, you know?
Well, I mean, we heard, I can be vague with this. I think it's good. We heard, I mean, they talked to a player, I don't know which one, but a player in particular, that was the first question they asked.
Yes.
And I think it was one of those conversations that went, I don't think it's going to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
okay, pre-Kenny Payne, when Marcus Maben was just in his imaginary world.
Yeah. He's like, what do you need?
What do you need? Boom, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because I knew we would have the ability to do that.
Oh, sure.
So I don't know how serious you were going to take that conversation, right? Maybe I thought you would be able to handle him. You know what I'm saying? But if I see you're taking a moral high ground, I have to support it because it's the right thing to do. Even if I watch the point guard go ball for somebody else, you know what I'm saying? I have to just know in the back of my mind that we did the right thing, but I have to, you know, it's like seeing that receipt and saying, Marcus, you could have had that for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm in that world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what made me think about that, okay, so you're following me decent.
Yeah.
I'll give Mark Blakenbaker credit because I gave him a hard time yesterday. I'll give him credit today. This is what he posted on Twitter, Steve. Rachel Baker, a Nike employee, who once expressed concern about carrying large amounts of cash through airport security, has just been hired to be the GM of Duke basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He posted that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I read that and I was like, that made me feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It gave me some resolve, you know, because it was like, okay, Marcus, we bring in Kenny Payne. Louisville coach Kenny Payne hires Nike employee who's uncomfortable carrying cash through airports. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad look. You know what I'm saying? But if I got my Iowa State transfer, do I say, oh, you know, it's the Nike plug. Mm-hmm. It's what we talked about.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably what I say. Probably like, oh, yeah. We top five.
See you in the Final Four. Yeah, yeah. Right. But when I read that, I'm like, it makes me appreciate Kenny Payne, but hate that situation. You know what I'm saying?
It does. It makes you appreciate what he's building. And again, it does. That's why I say I don't think any Louisville fan. That's why you're not getting a lot of outrage. Mm-hmm. I think with this season and how it goes,
yep.
You think in the long run. I mean, of course, in the short term, I mean, DJ Wagner being right there.
Right.
If you land him, I think will be a big help. You know, yeah. When you're like, oh, well, you know, well, this season, you know, it's all right. I mean, and again, we as Louisville fans doing that in year one is nothing like when we say Kentucky fans doing that in year 10, 11, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, I think you get past this season, you know, mm-hmm. see what happens. But I think in the long term.
Does my awkwardness in this make sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand the visual of, man, he's actually really,
well, it's
taking this factor in the stuff.
No, it's when Jake Weingarten, I think we just have a hard time believing it, because it's when Jake Weingarten sits in here and says, yeah, Kennedy Chandler was like, Kenny Payne was the only guy that I talked to that was legitimately like, hey, man, even if you don't come to Kentucky, this is what you need to do, though, mm-hmm. because you to make it.
Yep.
Kennedy Chandler is going to be a first-round pick. You know, I mean, this year, after a year at Tennessee. So it's one of those deals.
Right, and we can sit here and say, Kenny, don't we give him away the secrets? Keep him for us.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's how he's built up his brand, by doing the right things by kids. That's why those guys that get to the league say, okay, I'd rather go to Louisville than when I go my summer.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, it's kind of one of those deals for me where I'm like, I'm kind of figuring out, like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe he really does mean what he says when he's up there, when he's like, nah, man, it's about the kids. It's like, I'm going to win that way, and I'm going to recruit at a stupid high level that way.
Yep. Like I said, that.
And the one time you can't compromise is year one.
That's where I'm coming to right mm-hmm. now, Steve. And
set the stage at that point. Yeah.
I wanted to organically arrive at this point without sounding like that was an excuse.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like hearing we miss on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear we miss on a guy, and that's going on around me at Duke, or we miss on a guy, and the whisper is, you know, like I said, this person asked NIL first question. It's like, you don't go into a job interview, how much you gonna pay me?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how qualified you are, you're going to turn off somebody immediately. But here's the thing. I understand a kid with a high value who has already heard numbers thrown at them
mm-hmm.
turns into a negotiating table.
Yeah.
And I understand the parents. They want their soccer mom and soccer dad bills to be paid for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Early. And they don't look at, or they may or may not look at the situation over, like, okay, in the big scheme of things, $10,000. In a good situation versus $20,000 in a bad situation. $10,000 right now would be a whole hell of a lot of money for most people. And as a fan, we would say, we had $10,000 in NIL?
Yeah.
And you went to SMU, or, you know, just you went to some other school for a $10,000 difference in, you know what I'm saying, in NIL? And that school sucks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is Louisville. In our brains, it's not a lot. But in every other household that has a potential Division I athlete, $10,000 could easily make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
So you're like, I'm coming to grips with all of these realities and saying, okay, this is my NIL world. This is, okay, I don't have a Daddy Warbucks NIL guy.
Yeah.
I have a take advantage, but let's learn how to play the sport.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like I'm in that world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to settle into that world that it's like, okay, I can hit on recruits, I can miss on recruits. The ones I hit on really want to be here though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The ones I miss on, I don't want to assume we're missing because of NIL, but I guess that gives me a little safety valve, you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. The one thing I'm not worried about is recruiting.
I know. I know. Yeah. What's the irony of us talking about his ability to recruit?
Yeah, that's because what I'm not
worried
about.
That was the only thing people wouldn't argue with us about. Okay, he's a great recruiter. What else?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not worried about that.
This season
is laying the groundwork for a culture, and I think we're going to win and build culture at the same time. So.
Well, Phil Baker showed up. That means we cut the show. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.